Welcome to Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua of Christ Is All Ministries. In the scriptures, we find numerous warnings and exhortations about the reality of sin and its consequences. Sin isn't just a list of wrongdoings, but a condition that alienates us from God, our Creator. The Bible teaches us that the wages of sin is death, but in God's infinite mercy and grace, He has provided a way for us to be reconciled with Him through the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Today, we'll explore what it means to die in sin, why it matters so profoundly, and most importantly, how to avoid the tragic fate of dying in an unrepentant state. In a sermon titled, Don't Die in Your Sin, Evangelist Paul Acqua implores you to examine your heart, understand the gravity of sin, and respond to God's invitation with urgency and sincerity. Let's join in.
Those who die in their sin are not saved. Christ has commissioned all believers to tell this good news of salvation to everyone. And that's what I'm doing right now. Jesus is the only one who can wash away your sins. He's far more than just a great teacher or a mighty prophet. In fact, He is God with us. That's what the Bible says. Jesus is the express image of God's nature because He is God Himself. Whatever Jesus does, He does with grace. Whatever He says in truth. Is the way, the truth, and the life. If you want to understand what God is like, look to Jesus Christ. Jesus came from heaven to earth as a God-man. He died a sacrificial death for our sins, rose again after 3 days, and later ascended to heaven. He knows what happens to us when we die in our sins. Therefore, we need to listen to Him very carefully. He knows what He's talking about. Many people have got different conceptions of death. They think that you can die and come back as somebody else. These are all different ideas and philosophies that do not hold any truth. So, my friend, let's listen to the one who came from heaven and went back there. He knows what happens when we die. So listen to Him carefully. Jesus told the story in Luke chapter 16 that many people know regarding the rich man and Lazarus. He said there was once a rich man, expensively dressed in the latest fashions, wasting his days in conspicuous consumption. A poor man named Lazarus, covered with sores, had been dumped on his doorsteps. All he lived for was to get a meal from scraps off the rich man's table. His best friends were dogs who came and licked his sores. And that was the condition of this poor man Lazarus that we're talking about. Jesus said, then this rich man died, and the poor man also died. But according to the story, this poor man, when he died, he was taken up by the angels to the lap of Abraham. Or Abraham's bosom, or paradise. The rich man also died and was buried. And Bible says this rich man found himself in hell. He was in torment. He looked up and saw Abraham in the distance and Lazarus in his lap. He called out, Father Abraham, have mercy on me. Send Lazarus to dip his finger in water to cool my tongue. I am in agony in this fire. That's what the rich man's condition was. But Abraham said, child, remember in your lifetime, you got the good things and Lazarus had bad things. It's not like that here. Here he's consoled and you are tormented. Besides, in all these matters, there is a huge chasm set between us so that no one can go from us to you. Even if he wanted to, nor can anyone cross over from you to us. So you see, there was a boundary, a big chasm between them. Jesus continued and said, the rich man said, then let me ask you, Father, send him to the house of my father, where I have 5 brothers, so he can tell them what happens and warn them so they won't end up here in this place of torment." Abraham answered, "They have Moses and the prophets to tell them the score, or to tell them the good news of the gospel, or the good news of God. Let them listen to them." And that's what I'm doing right now. Do not die in your sins. I am telling you the good news that there is someone who washes away sins. His name is Jesus Christ. He came to die a sacrificial death for you and me. And you can receive him right now and get your sins washed away. And for those of us who have received him, let us propagate this message of good news to our loved ones, to our neighbors, to everyone we come into contact with. Let's continue with the story. "And this man said, 'I know, Father Abraham,' he said, 'but they are not listening. If someone came back to them from the dead, they would change their ways.'" This guy was now in torment and thinking about his brothers. Abraham replied, "If they won't listen to Moses and the prophets, they are not going to be convinced by someone who rises from the dead." My friend, this is the opportunity for you to declare the gospel if you are born again. And this is the opportunity for you to receive Christ if you are not. Because this is your only time. You don't know tomorrow. Don't die in your sins. And for believers, you want to see your loved ones in heaven. You want to see your neighbors, your colleagues, your friends, your classmates, your roommates. You want to see them in heaven and enjoy with them. This is Jesus speaking, that when we die and translate from this earth, we don't cease to exist. We continue to exist. We have just exited this life, but there is a place for us. There are only 2 places, my friend. One is called hell and one is called heaven. Heaven is for those who have received Christ as their Lord and Savior or born again. And those who do not receive Christ, who die in their sins because they have rejected the only begotten Son of God. They have rejected the gift of salvation. They are the ones that end up in hell. And you don't want to go into this torment. You don't want to go into hellfire. You don't want to go and suffer in a place where there is weeping and gnashing of teeth. That's not where you want. This story clearly tells us that the rich man was in great anguish. He was in agony. He was being tormented in fires of hell. Some of the other translations say Hades instead of hell. And Jesus speaks of those places, hell or Hades, to indicate a place of torment for the souls of those who die in their sins, for the souls of the wicked, for the souls of those who have rejected the good news of the gospel and have rejected such a great gift, salvation. Do not do so. And if you have, propagate this message to your loved ones. Nothing was said about Lazarus' hunger, his sores and torment that he experienced in life. You see, he found himself in heaven. All things have been completely reversed in those 2 people's lives. Based on what? On how they lived in this world. The implication is that Lazarus was a righteous man, while the rich man was a woeful sinner, my friend. Don't die in your sins. Salvation is available to you right now. I want you to understand that a life of unrighteousness, though might be filled with riches and plenty, is not worth an eternity of anguish in the flaming fires of hell. It isn't. My friend, don't die in your sin. When the rich man cried for help in hellfire, Abraham reminded him that he lived his life and had every opportunity to do that which was right. Yet, he chose the life of unrighteousness for the sake of riches and pleasures in this world. Lazarus, on the other hand, chose a life of righteousness. So you may ask, how can your sins be forgiven and become a righteous person? You may ask that question. The Bible says Jesus is the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. John the Baptist described Jesus as the one who takes away the sins of the world. All the Old Testament sacrifices for the forgiveness of sin foreshadowed what Jesus Christ would do on the cross. So here John rightly identified Jesus as our Passover Lamb, who willingly came and paid our sin debt in full on the cross. God made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. So my friend, you receive Christ and you become righteous. That righteousness is not yours, because your own righteousness is like filthy rags. But Christ put his righteousness in you. He came to obey every single bit of the law on our behalf. And if you receive him, he imparts his righteousness unto you. Jesus said in John 3:3 that unless one is born again, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. My friend, you cannot enter the kingdom of God with your own accord, with your own good works, because your own righteousness is as filthy as rags. Jesus Christ died on the cross to provide forgiveness for our sins. We are born again the moment we accept that Jesus Christ is the only one who can redeem us. And if we will confess him as our Savior and Lord, the Bible says that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus Christ and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. It's just simple as that. But it's a heart matter. You have to believe in your heart. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Hallelujah. You mustn't die in your sin, my friend. What shall profit you if you gain the whole world and lose your own soul? So still going back to this story in Luke chapter 16 that Jesus told, we are not told the rich man got his riches by fraud or oppression. But Christ shows us that you may have a great deal of the wealth of this earth and pleasures of this earth, and yet perish forever under God's condemnation. You will say, how do you come under God's condemnation? The Bible states that clearly. The Bible says God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world. Did you hear that? For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He who believes in him is not condemned. That's the condition. But he who does not believe is condemned already. Why? Because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that the light has come into the world and men love darkness rather than light because their deeds were evil. If you reject Christ, you condemn yourself already. What does it mean to believe in Jesus? To have faith in Jesus Christ means to believe that he is God, and that he saves you by his crucifixion, by his death on the cross. Bible says, by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourself. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. So if our salvation were dependent upon our actions, if we could be redeemed by doing good works, keeping the commandments, and refraining from sin, we would always be in danger of losing it. Why? Whenever you stumble, you will be in danger of what? Losing it. However, because salvation is a gift given to us freely and not in exchange for anything we can do, it is completely secure. Our salvation therefore magnifies the awesome love and grace of God alone. Since he blesses us not because of our merit, but because of his goodness, it's a gift he wants to give you and me, my friend. So I'm telling you today that you've got to think about your eternal life. Think about what will happen when you die. Think about your situation right now. Are you in right standing with God, or you are still in your sin? If you are in your sin, this is the time to receive Him and confess Him as your Savior. If you have also received Him as your Lord already, there is a mandate for us, because Christ commissioned every single follower, every believer of Christ should just propagate this message to the world, to every creature. Bible says you should go into all the world and preach the gospel. Share this good news. And if you have not received Christ, you can do so in this way, by praying this prayer after me, saying every word from your heart. Say, "Dear Lord, I recognize that I am a sinner and need to be saved. I understand that Jesus died in my place and suffered the judgment of all my sins. I believe that Jesus rose from the dead, and He is at the right hand of the Father. Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to You. Come and live in my heart and be my Lord and Savior. Thank You for saving me. Amen."
Thank you for joining us today on Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua. If you enjoyed today's message, be sure to tell a friend. Also, make sure you never miss an episode. If you have any prayer request, you can contact us at +44 787 945 6907. You can also visit www.ciamint.com for more resources to help you dig deeper into your Christian life. Christ is All Ministries, sharing Christ, changing lives.